The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Then Jesus called the crowd to him and said to them, "Listen and understand. It is not what goes into the mouth that defiles a person, but it is what comes out of the mouth that defiles." Then the disciples approached and said to him, "Do you know that the Pharisees took offense when they heard what you said?" He answered, "Every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted will be uprooted. Let them alone. They are blind guides of the blind. And if one blind person guides another, both will fall into a pit." But Peter said to him, "Explain this parable to us." Then he said, "Are you also still without understanding? Do you not see that whatever goes into the mouth enters the stomach and goes out into the sewer? But what comes out of the mouth proceeds from the heart, and this is what defiles. For out of the heart come evil intentions, murder, adultery, fornication, theft, false witness, slander. These are what defile a person, but to eat with unwashed hands does not defile." Jesus left that place and went away to the district of Tyre and Sidon. Just then, a Canaanite woman from that region came out and started shouting, "Have mercy on me, Lord, Son of David! My daughter is tormented by a demon." But he did not answer her at all. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, "Send her away, for she keeps shouting after us." He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But she came and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, help me." He answered, "It is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered her, "Woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And her daughter was healed instantly. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord Christ.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In a play about Abraham Lincoln, there's a bit of dialogue where a woman goes up to Lincoln and says, "How's the war going?" And Lincoln replies, "There's a news of victory. They lost 2,700 men, and we only lost 800. "How splendid," the woman said. The president says, "That was 3,500 lives lost." The woman says, "Mr. President, you must not talk like that. Only 800 of them counted." The president, with tears in his eyes, looked at the woman and said, "Madam, the world is larger than your heart." That woman is in all of us. That woman is all of us. We look at the world in ways that decrease the size of our heart. If we are honest, at some point or points in our lives, we find people who aren't like us, people who are different, people who are therefore less valuable, like Confederates or Canaanites. You'll notice that Jesus' first response to the woman is the same as ours when we're approached by homeless people on the street seeking a handout. He ignores her. He walks on by. That doesn't do the trick. She won't give up. So the disciples say, "Send her away. She keeps shouting after us and is making a scene. But she will not be denied. She keeps at it, pleading for her daughter who is ill." Finally, Jesus says something to her. He calls her a dog. Now, some preachers have tried to make this word dog into puppies to soften the impact. Everybody likes puppies, But the text is not puppies. This is the text. It is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs. The point here is that we are all socialized. Our life experiences and upbringing dictate how we respond in the moment. How many times have we responded off the cuff and wished we hadn't? I do that daily. The surprise in this story is that it is Jesus who is rigid and not the Pharisees. Jesus has the same narrowness of view, the same hardness of heart, because Jesus responds in the way in which he was brought up. In the first part of today's text, Jesus says to the Pharisees, "It is not what goes into the mouth that defiles a person, but it is what comes out that defiles." Peter asks for an explanation, and Jesus says, "Are you also still without understanding?" The disciples never really got Jesus, but interestingly enough, it was the Canaanite woman that did. She calls him Son of David, a messianic title. She recognizes Jesus not through his teaching or his healing, but through her faith. Her humility and faith move Jesus to heal her daughter. And as they say on late night television, but wait, there's more. The most surprising part of this dialogue is that Jesus himself is changed. Jesus' worldview has shifted. In this encounter, faith becomes the measure of God's grace and nothing else. Not birth, not gender, not color, not even the many years spent with Jesus have any relationship to the grace that is offered by God, only faith. In the passage for today, this woman was shut out by Jesus because she wasn't the right sort. She didn't fit in. She was from the wrong side of the tracks. But had she gone away, our world would have been different. Our world would have been more narrow. Here's a story. Jimmy had a friend who lived on the wrong side of the tracks. Jimmy's uncle was a famous country singer in the early 1950s. Are there any country music fans here? All right, you're going to have to stretch on this one. His uncle was named Lonzo Green. Anyone? Lonzo Green of Oscar and Lonzo? Big act in the Grand Ole Opry in the early 50s. All right, I cheated. My aunt was a country and western singer. Anyway, his uncle Lonzo was coming from Arkansas to visit Jimmy and his family in Tennessee. Jimmy was so excited that he told everyone in school about the upcoming visit. One of Jimmy's friends was really interested in this because he loved music and he wanted to learn how to play the guitar, but he didn't know how. He liked Lonzo's music and asked Jimmy if he could meet him. Jimmy said okay. He asked his uncle and his uncle said okay. That there was a problem here. Jimmy's friend was white trash. And Jimmy's dad had said, "This kid's not coming into my house ever." So Lonzo, hearing this, agreed to meet him outside the house. And a little after dark, a shy, quiet, dark-haired boy walked slowly towards Jimmy's house, where Jimmy and his uncle waited. He was clearly uncomfortable with the situation because he knew he wasn't wanted. The boy brought his cheap guitar, and he had a piece of string as a strap. Lonzo took the guitar from the boy and asked him if he knew how to tune it. The boy said he didn't know how to tune it, so Lonzo showed him how. And then he began playing songs. The boy listened with joy as Lonzo played song after song. That boy never met Lonzo again, but had a warm memory and a new enthusiasm for music, and he learned how to play the guitar. The boy's name was Elvis Presley. Elvis began on the wrong side of the tracks, but his life was changed forever by his meeting, his encounter with Lonzo, and our lives and our culture was changed with it. This Canaanite woman had a tremendous impact on Jesus and reflects the changing attitudes within the Gospel of Matthew. New and different people wanted to join the church in Matthew's time, and the church didn't know what to do with them. They weren't like the people in the church. They were foreigners. Worse, they were Gentiles. So Matthew decided to include this story in his gospel. Only three times in the gospel does Jesus interact with Gentiles. And yet at the conclusion of the gospel, Jesus says this: "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." The story of Jesus and the Canaanite woman reminds us that God's grace is not dependent on nationality, gender, or skin color. It depends only on our response in faith, the kind of faith that this Canaanite woman had. Like it or not, the church is called to reflect God's inclusivity, which is often challenging and uncomfortable for us. But thanks to God's grace, we are not left alone with our upbringing, our self-sufficiency, or our comfort zone. So change for us, like with Jesus, is possible. It's never too late to come correct. In today's gospel, Jesus shows us the way to transcend our discomfort and shows us how broad and fearless God's inclusivity is, and furthermore shows us the infinite possibility of change through our faith and God's grace. Amen.